Hello, I'm Mary, and I'm calling with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
How much time will it take?
A few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you very much. First of all, I just would like to ask you if I have reached you right now on your cell phone and if you are in a safe place where you can talk.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. What did you say?
I need to know if I have reached you on your cell phone and if so, if you are in a place where you can talk safely.
It's not my cell phone. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Are you registered to vote at your current address?
I am.
Thank you. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, political blog, or any candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1948.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school? Some high school?
I have a PhD.
Okay, thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely?
Very
likely.
Very
okay,
likely.
Thank you. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Okay, now changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationwide. For each one, please tell me first whether if you have heard of them, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know or you don't know much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first name on the list is Yvette Herrell.
Who?
Yvette Herrell.
Oh, yes. I know her, yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat
very.
Unfavorable?
Very.
Very, okay. Donald Trump. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion? Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or strongly unfavorable?
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable. Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And last name is Gabe Vasquez.
Strongly favorable.
Thank you. Which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? You can pick one or two the most. The list are the environment and climate change, healthcare, taxes, abortion, national security and foreign affairs, social security and Medicare, illegal immigration and border security, protecting democracy.
You've gone way too fast. There are way too many for me to choose on.
Oh, no. Don't worry. Don't worry. I will repeat it. Don't worry. So the first one, the environment and the climate change. Second, health care. Third one, taxes. Fourth one, abortion. Fifth, national security.
I'm in favor of all of them.
Yeah, in this case, you just have to choose two that you will consider are the most important of all.
Okay, abortion and the environment.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other
options? Very favorable.
In this case, I need you to rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November election. As you might have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were?
Kamala Harris.
Would you say definitely Kamala or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat candidate, and Yvette Herrell, the Republican
Gabe Vasquez.
Candidate. Definitely for him or probably
Definitely.
For him?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one of them, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. Okay, the first statement. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico's energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil
and gas
industry.
This is way too long. These answers you're giving me are way too long. Get to the point.
I'm just reading the statements. So,
The statements are too long.
Okay, whenever I have one longer, like this one, I will try to shorten it. Okay, for this one in specific, this will make you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez?
I don't understand your question.
This statement, it's talking that...
Your statements are too long. Get to the point, and then I'll answer.
Yeah, this statement specifically mentions that Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration, and he has supported a liberal plan in New Mexico that talks about how to handle the oil and gas industry, and this plan could cost as much as $93 trillion to New Mexico's...
Too long. What's the question?
That's the question. That's the statement.
What's the question?
Yeah, it is a statement, and after you hear that statement, you need to let me know if that will make you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez.
Okay. Say the statement again and make it quick.
Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost much as $93
trillion. That's a slanted question designed to be unfavorable, but I support them.
Okay. Would you say much more
likely
to vote for him? Thank you. All right. Early this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after...
That's a ridiculous question. A ridiculous question. All of these are slated to have me have an unfavorable view of Gabe Vasquez. My answer to all of them is I am in favor of Gabe Vasquez. I will never be in favor of Yvette Herrell. So, does that answer all those questions?
Yeah, but I still need to read them.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested.